Good evening, I'm Rafferty Cleary. Clear skies tonight, a low near 65 degrees. Your forecast coming up in minutes. Another round of pothole repairs will begin on Interstate 40 in Putnam County this weekend. Tennessee Department of Transportation maintenance crews will be patching potholes between mile markers 267 and 301. Eastbound and westbound lanes will be affected. TDOT spokesperson Jennifer Flynn said the work will be conducted at nighttime beginning on Sunday.
We just want people to be to pay attention and don't text and drive and just be patient when you see a work crew out working and just move over when you see them on the side of the road and just be careful and because we want them to be able to get back to their families as well.
Intermittent lane closures will occur Monday through Thursday of next week between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m. The process of putting a new roof on the Putnam County Courthouse will begin tomorrow. County Mayor Randy Porter said construction will last approximately 3 weeks. County offices will be open normal hours during construction. Broad Street will be closed Saturday between Washington and Jefferson Avenue for a crane to be set in place for construction. Porter said the closure will be taking place from 4 a.m. until 4 p.m. Parking on the north side of the courthouse will be closed for the entire 3-week period. Cookeville police have arrested a woman for allegedly possessing heroin for the second time in 10 days. Officers charged Christy Rochelle Prowse yesterday with manufacture, delivery, or sale of a controlled substance. An arrest report said officers found 1 ounce of heroin during a probation search at Prowse's home. Authorities also found scales, baggies, and $3,632 during the search. The 48-year-old Prowse has already posted a $50,000 bond. Cookeville police arrested Prowse 10 days ago for allegedly possessing approximately 2 ounces of heroin. The Cumberland County School Board approved a consulting physicians agreement last night. Director of Schools Janet Graham said the agreement will guarantee that the schools can communicate with a physician.
And these are consulting type things when there's something outside the norm of that. And I don't know particularly what that would be because I'm certainly not a nurse. Plateau Pediatrics physicians have agreed to consult if Nurse Marcia needs.
The Cumberland County Board of Education approved the agreement on the contingency that it may be revisited in the future. Multiple traumas Thursday have created a critical need for blood donations. A press release states that Blood Assurance needs O positive and A negative donors. Those wishing to donate to the Cookeville location must be 18 or older, weigh more than 110 pounds, and be in good health. Blood Assurance is a nonprofit, full-service regional blood center serving 51 counties and more than 76 healthcare facilities in Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama, North Carolina, and Virginia. The Crossville City Council voted this week to pay off a $798,000 loan for a radio communication system. Councilman J.H. Graham said he wanted the city to be free of the 3.35% interest. The city borrowed $1.2 million 3 years ago to help the county upgrade the emergency communication system. The 3-year loan was up for renewal and had to be voted on by the council this week. Cookeville Regional Medical Center has found a new buyer for Salina's Cumberland River Hospital. A resolution approved by the CRMC Board of Trustees on Thursday scraps the previous purchase deal with Salina Healthcare. CRMC CEO Paul Korth said a new venture will now begin with Rural Hospitals and Clinics of America.
Both individuals that we've been talking to, one wanted to do one thing and one wanted to do the other, so I think this is a perfect fit for the community, and it'll provide access to healthcare, jobs for the area, and at some point in time have the facility open back up into a medical center that it needs to be.
Korth said Salina Healthcare had indicated plans to operate a home health facility out of the former hospital, ultimately leading to the latest deal.
We are almost done with all the paperwork for it, so this can happen very, very quickly. We're actually hoping that we have the close of the property on August the 2nd, which will give him the ability to start putting together and doing the things that he needs to do to provide those services, healthcare services, to the community. What we're looking at is the sale of the assets for the Cumberland River Hospital will be $200,000, and then we'll also sell the home health license to the original bidder that looked like for $300,000. So we're back up to the $500,000 that we originally talked about.
Rural Hospitals and Clinics of America is owned and operated by Crossville resident Johnny Presley. Korth said Presley has an interest in running the hospital as a medical center.
Yeah, Johnny Presley is the owner and proprietor of this company, and he is a nurse practitioner. Had been practicing many years in Crossville. Has recently opened up a clinic up there on his own, and been practicing medicine up there for many, many years. So I feel very confident about him being able to put together a clinic and put together services up there for Clay County folks to have health care needs.
CRMC closed the Salina Hospital March 1st of this year after reporting nearly $5.7 million in losses since taking over the facility in 2012. The Cookeville City Council will consider the resolution approved by the Board of Trustees during their August 2nd meeting.